The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's guests for this evening, the Kraft Choral Club. And here's Bing Crosby.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mater is you and the pater is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees don't knockety-knock, it's love, love, love. If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining a man and a wife. We'll go and buy a fork and a knife. Imagine eating with a fork and a knife. How rich you will be for the rest of our life. If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knock,
love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
It's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
oh, it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knockety-knock,
it's L-O-V-E, lovey love.
If you're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love,
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 love, love, love.
The Old Kraft Music Hall with Easter greetings to all of you at home and to all our fighting forces all over the world. Easter is observed traditionally here in the hall by a visit from the Kraft Choral Club. In these times when so many pleasant traditions are forced aside because of necessity, it's kind of nice to find one that can continue. So let's not let anything mar our appreciation of our generally happy outlook this Easter season any more than we allow our appreciation of spring to be marred by an occasional thunder shower, an occasional heavy rain, an occasional drizzle.
Hey, I'm back.
Or an occasional drip.
Look who's talking. The least you could have done for Easter is to erase Pillsbury from the back of your shirt.
That's not my department sprucing up for Easter, son. That's for the chicks. Yeah. I want you to case the couturier job on La Max.
Yeah. May I say, Miss Maxwell, that your new outfit makes you look as attractive as a letter from home.
You can stop trying to read between the lines, too, Jack.
I like to dress up and observe all the Easter traditions, Bing.
Really? Well, we should go out to Bob Hope's then and hunt for eggs, huh?
I've been culling eggs all week. By Easter, I think I'll have lots of beautiful eggs.
Yes, you already have two beautiful eggs. Ho ho!
Spring has apparently made everyone here just as frisky as a mountain goat.
Meaning I'm sort of a gazelle?
You're more of an old yak.
Yak, yak, yak.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Yak here. I got the proposition to make Bing.
Bing's not interested.
You will be when you hear it. See, it's spring, circus time, and I know where we can buy a circus real cheap.
Bing is still not interested.
Well, don't be too hasty. If it's a big success on the road, I may be gone for 2 or 3 years.
Bing's interested.
Listen, with my brains and your money, what can we lose?
My money.
You don't have to worry about this. It's ironclad.
You sure?
Certainly, you've got nothing to lose. I do a surefire act. I stick my head in the lion's mouth.
You got nothing to lose either.
I'm sure of a great advance sale already. You know, opening night, all my relatives will be there.
Oh, yeah? In the seats or in the cages?
Both,
I think. They double, huh?
Say, Bing, I think Yuki's really got a novel idea.
How you doing? What way?
Well, you'll have the first circus ever owned by a freak.
That's something. I must think about that.
Say, Mr. Trotter, would you care to lead the band in my circus parade?
I would, Yuki, if I got a chance to ride an elephant and wear a high fuzzy hat.
Well, I don't know if we can get one big enough to fit you.
A hat?
An elephant.
Oh, of course, a circus uke is no good unless you've got a very comical clown.
Well, I know just the fella. He wears crazy shirts and wears baggy pants, odd socks, and knows how to make funny faces when he sings.
Meaning?
Naturally.
Naturally.
You got any other special attractions lined up for this circus uke?
Oh, sure. I got a very unusual two-headed man.
What's unusual about this two-headed man?
Only got one head.
Wait a minute. That's a jip, charging people to see a two-headed man that's only got one head.
Well, I let him in for half price. Say, Miss Maxwell, how about you joining our circus?
Well, what could I possibly do to be an attraction?
Well, I don't know offhand, but I'll think of something.
Oh, great, great mind, that boy.
Well, Bing, if you're really going into this circus thing with Yuki, I know where you can get a great act.
Yeah? Well, what is it?
Well, a guy comes out, stands on his head on top of a 100-foot flagpole, balances a dog on his feet, and drinks a highball.
Oh, now, that's impossible.
How can you say that?
Well, where's the guy going to get the liquor?
Miss Yuki, whatever gave you the idea that I'd be interested in the circus business?
Well, you're a natural, Bing. I can see you now out in front of the parade, riding one of your horses, leading the thrilling grand march. It would be sensational.
How come?
First time a Crosby horse ever been out in front.
Oh, yeah.
Easter certainly seems an appropriate time to pay our respects to the men of all creeds who are the spiritual and often the temporal advisors of our friends and dear ones in the Army of the United States. We are honored at the privilege of presenting for the first time the official march of the Chaplain Corps of the United States Army, Soldiers of God. Faithful to God, we're serving on the battlefield today. Embracing the cause of righteousness, we're marching on our way. Soldiers of God, we serve Him faithfully and march in His name through thunder and flame, wherever the call may be. Trusting in God, His strength we lean upon, as into the fight the legions of light, the soldiers of God march on. We are there as the chaplains of the nation, everywhere with our fighting congregation, serving the Lord, serving the cause of humanity. Onward we go, till victory is won. For justice and right, the legions of light, the soldiers of God, soldiers of God, soldiers of God, march on!
And thus, friends, a salute to one of the most courageous corps in the Army of the United States. The work they're doing will help many a GI keep his perspective and keep him in touch spiritually with the folks at home. But for the folks at home, here's a brief note.
Busy women, let me tell you how to beat the clock when mealtime sneaks up on you. Give the folks swell macaroni and cheese that you cook in 7 minutes. Do it with Kraft Dinner. Each Kraft Dinner box gives you plenty of Kraft grated for fine cheese flavor, as well as a fast-cooking macaroni. You boil that macaroni fluffy tender in 7 minutes flat. Drain it, sprinkle in the Kraft grated, and just like that, your dinner main dish is ready. A thrifty main dish, a point-saving main dish. So let Kraft Dinner help you out of the mealtime emergencies that are always bobbing up these busy days. For quick, delicious macaroni and cheese dishes, get several packages of Kraft Dinner right away. Time marches back. 1933, banks close in the United States and World Economic Conference opens in London. 1933, in Chicago, the Century of Progress Exposition catapults Sally Rand to fame, While in Berlin, the German Reichstag fire adds mystery to history. 1933, and young men with their eye to the future can be heard saying to their girlfriends,
"We're out of gas."
Honestly, Harry?
Would I tell you we're out of gas if we weren't out of gas?
But, Harry, we're miles from home. What are we going to do?
I'll think of something. I don't know.
Well?
It's kind of cramped sitting here. Why don't we sit under that tree? Oh, boy, look at them apples, huh?
Pretty, aren't they?
Would you like one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have the first one of falls, huh? Shake the tree.
Oh, not now, Harry. Can't we just sit here quietly for a while?
You know, I bet you could have all the apples you want for just climbing that tree and picking them.
You mean to take home?
Sure.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's get them before it gets dark, huh?
Okay. How about a little boost?
All right.
Gosh, it's a little higher than I thought here.
It's all right, Harry. You're doing fine.
Hey, how about those out on that long branch there?
Wonderful, Harry. They're just what I like.
How about these over here? They're bigger.
Don't you think we have enough now?
Oh, let's get plenty.
Oh, Harry, please. I'm nervous.
Okay, if you're nervous, I'll help you down.
Gee, thanks.
And thanks for getting the apples. Gee, you Girl Scouts, you can do everything, can't you, huh?
Uh-huh. You want one?
Yeah.
Say, do you read about the earthquake in California, Harry?
Wouldn't scare me none.
If there was an earthquake right now, what would you do?
I'll protect you.
How, Harry?
Oh, I'd put my arms around you and I'd hold you real close to me. I'd bury your head in my shoulder so you couldn't see anything.
Show me, Harry.
Oh, I can't. No earthquake.
Say, Harry, do you know that new song? Love is the sweetest thing.
Oh, yeah, but have you heard Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? The Big Bad Wolf, the Big Bad Wolf.
Not me.
But you know the song I like best? I kept humming it this morning when I saw you on the way to church.
I never saw you look quite so pretty before. I never saw you dressed quite so lovely, what's more.
I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning.
And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it,
I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look
proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue,
Fifth Avenue,
that photographer, he's gonna snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet
and of the girl you're taking to the Easter.
On the avenue,
do, 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 do.
Fifth Avenue,
do, 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 do.
The photographer will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road to grandeur.
I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter.
It's traditional here in the old Kraft Music Hall for the Kraft Choral Club to sing for us on the Thursday before Easter. The Kraft Choral Club is a group of 80 of our co-workers in the Chicago factory and offices who get together for the sheer pleasure of singing. Between their visits to KMH, the chorus has been entertaining the boys at Army and Navy hospitals in and near Chicago with some mighty solid variety programs. We're proud of the chorus and their singing. This Easter time, the Kraft Choral Club, under the direction of Lou Jacobson, gives us Harvey Gall's masterly choral arrangement of Easter Carol of the Lambs, the Kraft Choral Club. Beautiful, isn't it, Ken?
Always, Bing.
Then let's get right back to the Kraft Choral Club for more of the same. This time it's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Immortal Alleluia, the Kraft Choral Club.
Hallelujah!
Our thanks and best wishes for a happy Easter weekend to all the members of the Kraft Choral Club and to our friend and co-worker, J.L. Kraft, as well as all other co-workers in the offices and factories and in uniform. For those men in uniform particularly, here's one they always seem to ask for, Stardust by the Charioteers.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend lonely nights dreaming of a song that melody haunts my reverie, and once again I am with you. An inspiration but that was long ago, now my only consolation is in the stardust of a song. It was
beside
a garden wall,
beside a garden
when
wall,
stars were bright
at night, you were in my arms. Ooh,
the nightingale told his fairy tale
of paradise where roses bloom.
We turn for a moment for Stardust to a note about other stars, stars that hang in windows all over the country. Many of these stars we who live in the city don't get to see.
Most of us don't drive in the country these days, but if we did, we'd see a service flag hanging in the window of many a farm home. With a boy away, it's tough, especially on dairy farms where every hand is needed every day. You see, milk isn't harvested in a single crop, but every morning and every night. There are no days off from dairying. On farm after farm, men and women, boys and girls, are working harder. And thousands of old-timers who thought their working days were over have got back in the harness. Right now in the magazines, you'll see a tribute from Kraft to these patriotic dairy people. And a particular tribute to those oldsters who've gone back to the job. Uncle Sam requires nearly 450 million pounds of cheese this year for military needs alone. And Kraft wants to remind you that it's the dairy farmers who are making it possible for cheesemakers to fill Uncle Sam's urgent orders. We feel sure you'll want to join us in our salute to these folks on the dairy farms.
This road Rainbowville,
my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill. Going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well.
Thus, with a salute to the Army chaplains of all denominations, we close the Old Craft Music Hall until next Thursday, when we're planning to feature the famous wit, humorist, raconteur, and author of the forthcoming biography of Bob Hope, Bob Hope. Yes, friends, old Hookhorn's going to be with us next Thursday, kid with the upswept snout. Between now and then, mull this over. The Red Cross is 20% behind its quota in this current drive. You know, when we start holding out on the Red Cross, there's not much left to be said for us. If you've already given, give a little more. It'll be a nice thing to do for Easter. It'll help you enjoy the day, and it'll help the Red Cross make the day enjoyable for someone else. Get on it, friends. It's important. And good night.
Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Broadway Rhythm.
If you're serving baked ham for Easter, listen to this tempting suggestion. Combine tangy golden Kraft salad mustard with brown sugar and rub this appetizing mixture over the ham before baking. Ham, flavored with piquant Kraft salad mustard and baked this tempting way, is Easter ham at its delicious best. Also, be sure to stock up on Kraft mustard with horseradish added for those Easter guests who prefer a nippier mustard flavor. Put both of these Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Bing Crosby Show for General Electric. Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Gary and Lindsay Crosby. All brought to you by General Electric, neighbors of yours who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream, since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy, Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling? Tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine.
Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. Oh, Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling? Tell me that you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine.
Good, Bing. Nice romantic song to accentuate this lovely spring evening.
Well, Ken, you know, this is the soft, mushy time of the year. L'amour is in the air.
Ain't it the truth? You know, Bing, even the Russians are softening up.
What? Who are they softening up now?
I didn't mean that, Bing. I mean, even the Soviets are getting romantic.
Get out. The Russians romantic?
Yeah.
You've been chewing betel nut or something?
No, it's the same old sen-sen, I thought.
Really?
What I'm getting at is...
those kebabs, you know?
What I'm getting at is I read in the paper the other day that the Russians are crazy for Marilyn Monroe.
News of Marilyn Monroe has penetrated the Iron Curtain?
Views, too.
Well, that's a beautiful view, even in Russia.
Well, it seems the Russian movie makers are searching frantically for a pinup girl like Marilyn.
It won't do them any good, even if they find one.
Why not?
Well, they'll probably take pictures of her changing a tire on a tractor or hammering a shoe on a musk ox or something.
Could be. Or maybe posing in a full-length Astrakhan bathing suit.
With Kalinsky anklets. Well, what else is new in the romantic front there, Ken? Give me some more scam, see. Huh?
Oh, I know. Did you read about the guy who's over in Denmark looking for a dream wife?
Marilyn Monroe specifications again, I suppose?
Hardly. This man is looking for a bride who already has her appendix removed.
Oh, how romantic. We ought to get Mickey Spillane to write this up for the American Medical Journal.
But wait, there's more.
No, there can't be.
This man wants a girl with false teeth, too.
That's as intriguing as a de Maupassant yarn. What's this bird's angle, anyhow? What's his touch?
Well, he claims he wants a girl with no appendix and with false teeth because he doesn't want to get involved in any unforeseen expenses, see?
Well, I'll say one thing for this guy. It doesn't look like he's going to part with any unnecessary money. He's got things figured out pretty tight, hasn't he?
Well, that's his idea, but I don't know. A gal with a good set of false teeth can eat up a lot of groceries.
Oh, no, not if he hides the teeth. Hides
them. You got a point there.
You know, Ken, if this guy can just keep his wife out of dress shops, jewelry stores, bingo parlors, and beauty shops, she'll be pretty miserable.
I think this guy may have the affirmative answer to that age-old question.
What's that?
Can two live as cheaply as one?
Why, he may come up with proof positive for that old axiom. But, Ken, now I think it's about time to stop minding other people's business and get at some of our own, huh?
Well, that's a nice thought, Bing. What business you got in mind right now?
Well, I tell you, Ken, I was thinking it would be a good time now to present our guests of the evening. Matter of fact, I think that's just what I'll do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present two young fellows who come to us highly recommended. By each other, that is. Here, then, are Gary and Lindsay Crosby.
Thank you, dear old Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
You boys are all set to do some of the old barbershop songs we talked about. Are you ready, prepared, rehearsed, alerted?
Yeah, but I think if we're going to have a singing trio, we ought to have a fancy name.
That's what you think, huh? Fancy name.
Yeah, you know, like the Four Aces or the Ames Brothers or maybe the Hilltoppers.
Well, why don't we just call ourselves the Discordettes?
No, that's too descriptive.
Say, I've got a pretty good name for
what
a vocal trio.
What
I got a little thing called the Rhythm Boys.
No. News. There was an act by that name once.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, it must have been before my time.
It certainly was.
Say, how about calling ourselves the Crosby Brothers?
Yeah, that might work.
What do you mean? It might work. As long as Westmore has some makeup left, I can pass for a brother here.
Then, too, Dad, you lead a much more quiet life than we do.
Well, that's for darn sure. Gary, before you and Lenny and I get into the old tunes, you ought to do a little solo or something, don't you think,
Paul? I have a little thing prepared here called Somebody Bad Stole the Wedding Bell.
The old Calypso, huh? The new
right,
Calypso.
Yes.
I haven't checked you out in the Calypso treatment. Let's just check your stroke here. Give it a go.
Oh, tell me who got the ding-dong, who got the bell? Somebody bad stole the wedding bell.
Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married. Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. We got sarsaparilla soda on the ice. We got shoes and rice and furry advice. We got a bridal suite in honeymoon hotel. But what good is that without a wedding bell?
Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. We got very fine detective Sherlock John. He's a sure to question every man. Soon in the marketplace where people buy and sell, he's sure to arrest the one who stole the bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married. We got solos by the island, singing band. We got lots of sun and lots of sand. We got a lover's moon, we got a wishing well. And oh, how I wish we had a wedding bell.
Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Got the bell.
Okay, Gary, that was fine.
Nice going, boy.
Thanks. Shall the three of us harmonize like we planned?
I'm for it.
Well, that's good news. And how about you, Short Stuff?
I'm ready.
Oh, well, then we're gone.
Let's harmonize. Let's harmonize. Come on along, pick a song. Come on, let's harmonize.
How wouldn't you like to harmonize an old tune? Like all the gang that sang Sweet Adeline.
Wouldn't you like to serenade a June moon while all our hearts are beating time?
How wouldn't you like to sing a song about Sally or that old gang of mine?
But whatever it may be, let's revive a memory. Come on, let's harmonize.
Let's harmonize.
If we can only locate the key,
let's harmonize.
We'll have some barbershop harmony.
Let's harmonize.
Find a tune that's soft and sweet. You never go wrong if you just pick a song with a soft shoe beat.
Now, Gary, grab the tenor.
Very big on the tenor.
The tenor, that's where he shines. Beat the tempo, 1, 2, 3. Let's revive a memory. Come on, we'll each pick out a tune, and then we'll harmonize.
You tell me your dream.
You had a dream, dear. I had one too. Mine was the best dream. It was of you. Come, sweetheart, tell me. Now is the time. You tell me your dream.
And I will tell you mine.
That's where my money goes to buy my baby clothes. I buy her every little thing to keep her in style. She's worth her weight in gold, this high-born lady. Say, boys, that's where my money goes.
I'm gonna sing another chorus, fellas.
That's where my money goes to buy my baby clothes. I buy her every little thing from a Cadillac to an apron string. She's worth her weight in gold, this high-born lady. Say, boys, that's where my money goes. Say, boys, that's where my money goes.
That's where my money seems to go.
Now here's a song the boys and I learned from a group of Grosse Pointe, Michigan high school students. They visit the ranch every summer on a tour which is supervised by Chet Sampson of Grosse Pointe High. And this song, the lyrics were provided by Miss Julie Friel of Grosse Pointe High, Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Tell me why the ivy climbs. Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the heavens are blue. And I will tell you why I love you. Because God made because he made the stars to shine. Because he made the heavens so blue. Because God made you, that's why I love.
Now the boys and I would like to serenade a wonderful girl.
Ah, yes. Dear sweet Mary Jane.
Start it, Father.
She promised she'd meet me when the clock struck 17 in the stockyards just 9 miles out of town, where pig's ears and pig's feet and tough old Texas steers sell for sirloin steak at 19 cents a pound. She's my honey, my daisy, she's ornery, she's lazy, she's nowhere, she's stupid and inane. And her teeth are all phony from chewing Swiss bologna. She's my freckle-faced, depressing Mary Jane. She's some Jane.
She's a beauty, isn't she?
She's a real doll. Ah, oh, that might be the Russian Marilyn Monroe.
I'm sitting at home around the old piano. How the evening just flies.
Singing songs of yesterday in a simple, homey way. For the sweetest music yet is when the family quartet begins to harmonize. Everybody harmonize. Come on, let's harmonize.
Gee, Bingham boys, that was swell.
Well, we got by all right, I guess.
Can we step out from behind the net now, Dad?
Yes, I think it appears to be safe.
All clear, boys.
You know, Dad, I think there are a lot of other good songs we could have done.
Oh, certainly. Zillions of them. I tell you what, Gary, why don't you and Lenny come back here again next week and we'll harmonize on a few more.
All righty. All righty by me, too.
All righty. That's treat. It's agreed, then. Next week, boys. Now, folks, Mr. Ken Carpenter and I beg your indulgence for just a moment.
Bing, let's make that for a moment or two. I feel rather verbose this evening.
Well, that's a common ailment of all of us on radio. Television, for that matter, especially.
You're talking, Gabby.
Okay, then, let's resume with our primer on practical economics.
Fine. Now, you remember last week we pointed out the difference between public and private enterprise.
So we did, Ken. I believe we said that private enterprise is built on the thesis that the individual manages his own affairs, whether it's working at his job or spending his earnings, whether it's banking his savings or investing or risking them.
And under public enterprise or collectivism, the government directs these activities to a greater or lesser degree.
Agreed, without a single dissenting vote. Now, where are we headed?
Well, let's say we pause a bit and examine one type of public enterprise a little closer. Socialism, for example.
I think you've made an excellent choice, old boy. Now, if I'm up to date on my socialist theory, this is one form of collectivism state that is supposed to come into being by peaceful means. No cracked heads or castor oil juleps or firing squads or anything
right.
like that.
And the fact is, we've seen several examples of socialist governments in recent years. But let's get down to cases.
Yes, I'll split one with you.
I'm right with you, way ahead of you. Now, what exactly is the socialist plan? What do they propose to do?
Can I have them first, Bats?
Go right up.
Near as I can make out, most socialists want the government to control just a few basic industries.
That's right. Minerals and other wealth from the land, the various types of transportation and communication and so on. What we might call the key industries.
Well, but that, in turn, of course, brings up the key question. Which are the key industries?
Aha! That is the rabbit in the Kolinsky. Where do you draw the line?
Well, don't look at me, Ken. I haven't even got an Eberhard here.
Does the government own and operate, say, the railroads? Then what about the airlines? If it nationalizes the coal mines, should it also nationalize the steel mills?
Very incisive question, Ken. It underlines the real problem in socialism, as in all public enterprise systems. Once the process starts, where does it stop? One control makes the next one necessary. No sooner does the government gobble up one industry than it begins looking for another.
Plus the fact that the more powerful a government becomes, the more its appetite is whetted.
Ken, it's just like a man eating peanuts at a ball game. Did you ever know anybody to eat just one peanut and then stop?
Oh, no, it can't be done. It
takes more willpower than conceding a putt to Robert Hope.
That's right. Of course, that's not the end of socialism's troubles either, Bing. Take the situation where a government-managed or subsidized project makes a loss. Who foots the bill?
Well, the deficit has to be made up by taxes on the remaining private business. And that means, in the long run, you and I pay for it, Ken.
And zippo, there goes the money I'd save through long, noisy hours of babysitting.
Oh, gone. Furthermore, Ken, in order to divert attention from its failures, the government always has to resort to more and more experiments.
At any rate, sooner or later, the government or the party in power ends up running the whole shebang. It's telling you where to work, how much you can earn, what you can spend.
And why you can only buy left-handed catcher mitts this week. But, Ken, don't you think we might tie this whole thing up in this sort of a purple ribbon, cinch it up?
Purple ribbon is my department, Bing.
Let's see.
We describe socialism as a peaceful transfer of certain basic industries to the government. In practice, it grows like the beanstalk that Jack planted, finally ending with complete government ownership and control of industry, and individual freedom vanishes. Whereas in our system, every citizen is free to make his way in any direction he wants to take, in free economy.
A very succinct summation, dear Kenneth. Now, as your thoughts sink slowly in, shall we turn our attention to Mr. Trotter and his excellent orchestra. They've chosen a selection this evening, which is called From the Land of the Sky Blue Water. This is dedicated to all our Indian friends, and I include the Cleveland, Ohio baseball team.
Thank you.
Very good, John. That's a wonderful arrangement. Who made that, John?
Billy May.
Well, that's made by Billy May. Well, Billy May, of course, is a famous figure in the arranging field. I heard a record of King Cole's the other day. I listen a lot to King Cole. This was a new song with a melody which was imported from Europe and has an English lyric set to it. It's called Answer Me, My Love.
What sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, my love. You were mine yesterday. I believed that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. Happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my
friends, before leaving, I would like to thank the editors of Fame Magazine and the Motion Picture Daily for the most gratifying mentions in their polls recently published. Gary and Lenny and I will be back again next week. We've got some more barbershop harmony, if any of you can endure it. Hope to see you then. Good night, and thanks so much.
Was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Gary and Lindsay Crosby. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And at General Electric, progress is our most important product. Friends, when you give an Easter Seals contribution to crippled children, your help provides the necessary training which teaches them to walk, to talk, and to take care of themselves. So give, and give generously, to Easter Seals. You'll be glad you did.